This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at TheKindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savier at Savier.com. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
Thank you for tuning in this morning. So glad to have you here with me to give you a front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Really stoked for today's show because anyone who listens to our show regularly knows, of course, I love all things technology, especially technology coming out of Pittsburgh. I get extra excited when technology is infused to cool industries like construction. I love seeing things being built here. You look at the infrastructure that's happening here, and to know that technology is driving the way with it, I get extra stoked. And that's why today we're going to be talking to Grant Irvin from S&V USA. They're a quiet yet big firm here in Pittsburgh that builds big projects, and they use a lot of technology. So Grant, I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Great to be here, Jonathan. It's exciting for me, too, to be here.
Yes. I tell you, I'm just a huge fan of what you guys do because you handle these projects where I'm like, oh, my God. When I say projects, I'm thinking little things like, you know, I don't know, all the new roads and bridges at the new airport terminal, you know, important things like that. Like, I don't know, all that work we're seeing around Commercial Street and the Parkway by the Squirrel Hill Tunnel where you're going to build a bridge and slide it into place. Yeah, I mean, it's like, my goodness, out in Beaver County with the Beaver River Bridge, you were able to do this stuff because you're leveraging technology in some crazy cool ways. Before we jump into this thing real fast, just, you got a great background, and you've been at SMB for a little while, and I think you found your dream job in some way.
It really is a lot of fun, yeah. So, Grant Irvin, it's great to be here. I serve as the Vice President of External Affairs and Sustainability at S&B USA. So S&B for listeners is an infrastructure development and construction company. So we do two things effectively. We build large scale civil infrastructure projects as the developer, meaning that we can finance it, we can design a project, we can operate it, we can maintain it, and we can build it. which is the other key piece of work that we do, which is we serve as a what's called a self-performing construction company, meaning we actually self-perform the work of the civil construction activity that we're contracted to undertake.
It's all under one roof then.
All under one
roof. Yeah. Which makes it just highly efficient because you're not having, it just saves time and money and resources.
Exactly. And that's kind of like the secret sauce that we have, we like to think, is the ability to help an infrastructure owner come up with a concept in terms of the design and the financing of the program, but also the idea on how to economize and deliver that project in a cost-effective and efficient way. And so what we look at, you know, here in the Pittsburgh region in particular, which is our home base right here at Nova Place on the north side, is the idea of building structures. So there's bridges, highways, roads, bridges, ports, waterways, utility infrastructure. We do a lot of industrial work also. So some of the things that we're starting to get involved now with the conversations around AI and data centers and those sorts of things are all within our bailiwick effectively.
Yeah, it's such a cool company. Like I said, you're kind of like the sleeping giant in so many weird ways because it's like, my God, the things you guys do. And for our listeners, if they go to shikunusa.com, and that's shikunusa.com, it's kind of cool because you can really see upfront the projects and scale the things that you guys build. To me, is just mesmerizing.
It is. It's awesome. You know, for folks that have the opportunity to drive out on the turnpike, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, as you go west into Beaver County, you mentioned the Beaver River Bridge.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most photogenic projects.
It does photograph well.
It photographs really well. And part of it is just the landscape, right? And it's a good indicator of the type of work that we could do, not just the building, the superstructure, the bridge, but also in that case, we've had to move a lot of earth to make space for the new bridge and then also manage kind of nature, right? So the Beaver River itself and the turnpike. And so just a lot of different activities, and you get a whole sense of the breadth of everything
the
that's going on.
Absolutely. I swear, it's one of these things where I never take it for granted when you, like, drive over a bridge, right?
Right.
And what it takes to make that. I'm always amazed when, like, okay, they set some piers up, and you're like, wait a second, those suckers are going to connect.
That's right.
And they do.
And in that case, you know, like the technology piece of that is what's called a cast-in-place segmental bridge, right?
Okay.
You know, so the prior design was a steel superstructure. Here, we're basically using a what's called a concrete traveler that works its way incrementally across the platform of what the bridge will be. So we've built those huge pier tables that people see now. In the next couple of weeks, you'll start to see the progress of setting the new deck in place.
Exactly.
So those are some of those integrated and innovative solutions that we bring to the table.
Yeah. And when it comes to the different types of technology that you guys are using, we're going to nerd out on a bunch of different things today, but just to kind of like set the stage on some of this stuff. And we're talking about, of course, it would be no conversation if we didn't talk about how you guys are implementing AI across your operations, how it works. And then drones, which I think obviously what they can do now is just amazing. And the thing that I'm really curious about is this whole thing around the 4D imaging and what that does. So, I mean, I'm like, first off, I'm like, my God, you guys are as much as a tech company as you are a construction company because you have to embrace this stuff and know how to use it.
That's right. One of the things that is, you'll hear a lot of people in the construction, particularly the civil construction space. So like whenever you think of construction, either think horizontally or vertically. Vertically is your buildings and, you know, everything that we kind of typically interact with as humans, right? Where we live, where we work. But then there's all of the stuff that's also underneath foot, things that we travel on, things that we walk on, the utilities underneath of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of those techniques have been around for thousands of years in terms of how you build some of those structures. And the evolution and adoption of technology, people tell you that it's relatively slow, right? That, you know, we're behind the times, in quote, in terms of the deployment of technology or the adoption of technology. But that's rapidly changing in the industry.
Right. Yeah, I know. Exactly.
And you're seeing more and more in terms of digitization.
Okay.
The use of data in particular,
I think is one of the things that's really
dominating the industry right now.
Okay.
So decision support all comes to play.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's what I think. I can only imagine the amount of data that comes out of a project that you collect from the environment around it that then you apply as you put that together. And the fact that you can then take a drone and then use that to survey areas or look at structures and all that type of stuff. And then, of course, using AI in order to synthesize all of this and bring that all together to me is just so exciting. And the fact that I think of how fast that technology is moving and how you're able to embrace that. Because like, I think you're right. People think of construction like this old school industry where, you know, you got your trucks and you pour concrete, put rebar in, all that kind of stuff. It's like, no, we're using a lot of technology to do that accurately and efficiently, right?
Exactly. And the other thing that starts to come into play too, in addition to the nuts and bolts technology.
Yeah.
We also like to think about the ability, how we design a project and how a project is procured,
right?
How an owner buys a project.
How much costs go into that, just the procuring and the setting it up and the planning and how you can save money and gain efficiencies around that too?
Huge. It's significant. Probably one of the biggest places where owners of infrastructure are really making a lot of advancements. And that's where we see the frontier being here in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania.
You said Pittsburgh. We're going to leave on that note. We're coming back. In case you just joined us, we are talking to Grant Irvine of SNB USA. And we come back, we're going to talk about how some of this technology is being deployed. Pick a few slides here. Maybe we'll talk about the upcoming Commercial Street bridge for the parkway outside the Squirrel Tunnel. Maybe we'll talk about the Beaver River Bridge and what's going on there.
Yep.
Got a lot of bridges in our thing here in Pittsburgh.
City of Bridges.
You guys are making them. Simple as that. So stick with us. We're going to come right back. In case you forgot, this is Jonathan Kirsting, and I am with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, having way too much fun on a Sunday morning. So go to pghtech.org, and I'll be right back after this quick break, ready to nerd out with you. Hang tight.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com. Your dial is set to Tech Vibe Radio, brought to you by Compunetics, Chorus Call, Highmark, Huntington Bank, Kindling, PNC Bank, and Savvier. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank studios.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness, fast break as promised. We are back here with Grant Irvine from SNB USA. And I can't thank our listeners enough for hanging out with us this Sunday morning, because we're giving you this front row seat to cool stuff like this. Like, how many people, Grant, know what you guys are doing? Not enough.
No.
That's why we're trying to have these conversations, because I'm so proud of what you guys do. Seriously, like, you're doing this out of Pittsburgh, where you're engaging drones, 3D, 4D, AI to build really important things. I mean, we need our bridges to stand up, as we know here
That's in Pittsburgh.
Like, it's this crazy cool technology you guys are using. And I want to talk about drones.
Sure. Drones are fun to talk about.
Absolutely. I think everyone knows about drones, but the idea of drones being used in the construction, I can think of so many ways they can be used, but in particular in the Beaver River project that's happening out there. Tell us about what's going on there.
It's really a great example of how you see kind of drone technology playing a really critical role in both the workflow management, but also the ability to troubleshoot and be proactive on a construction site.
Gotcha.
So when you start to think about the utilization of drones in civil construction, primarily that, like heretofore, has been kind of post-project, like doing it for inspection, or you might have it in terms of some sort of quality control after the project is built. What we're looking at is how do you utilize that technology at the front end of a project.
Interesting. Okay.
So effectively kind of giving you a full picture of the construction site, and then using that drone to mark different points of space, you know, on the playing field, if you will.
Sure.
And then how that factors into the delivery of the project. So you're collecting all of this data in terms of spatial information that can help with earth moving, with can develop in terms of equipment deployment, in terms of where you're putting, you know, different project teams to deliver a component of the project. And you're able to collect all that information. So like imagine like flying the project site at the beginning of the day and then flying it again at the end of the day.
You can see the progress. And then you can project from there based on the progress that you made, where you're tracking.
Exactly.
And you can start making adjustments to your schedules.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness, that's so cool.
And so we started to really start to utilize this technology in our project in Fargo, North Dakota, which is a 30-mile flood diversion channel and 19 different bridge spans.
Oh, so my goodness. Okay.
A huge piece of geography with a lot of earth moving, right? So you're thinking about the construction site, scale, heavy equipment, everything from fuel management to the amount of earth that's being moved to man hours, et cetera, et cetera. And what we're then able to do is take that information and adopt it at Beaver River for the similar types of activity in terms of project flow, data, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so you're actually learning from that previous project.
And applying
you take
it
that
to
knowledge,
the next
of course,
one.
And just apply it to the next one.
And so you're building that intelligence over time, right?
Right, right.
You know, so we have a really cool construction technology group inside of our company who's working with, you know, surveyors on site, adding this technology like drone flight, the software packages behind it, all to integrate and better support our project managers. And so those project managers are taking in that information, putting it out to the field team, and then better deploying the work and helping to deliver the project faster and on time.
So are you actually deploying the drones yourselves, or do you hire companies to do this? So you have like a drone department now?
We have a great guy on our team, Joe Martinsik.
Okay.
And then his colleague, Jason Tosi, that managed the construction technology group.
Okay.
And so Joe's a great example of, you know, a young guy that came out of Pitt Johnstown, UPJ. So he's in that construction technology pathway.
Yeah.
But now he's also a drone pilot.
All right.
You know, so
first off, this guy's living his best life right now.
He's living his best life.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, like probably the best photographer in the company
I hope he wears a leather jacket and sunglasses.
Like a bomber jacket.
Aviators.
We should get him like aviators and a bomber jacket.
And it says SMB on the back.
So, but Finn, it's a really great story where, you know, here's a guy that sees the application of the technology and his team, they're basically building that out and adding an additional service and component to what we offer as a construction company.
That's so cool. And that's out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's
right out of
what I'm just going to keep
saying. And we get better photos of all of our projects, which is
really
cool.
Without a doubt. Yeah, you got some great marketing materials.
Yeah.
Look at this
marketing team.
It's beautiful.
Team likes it too.
That's so cool. Wait, how many folks are in Pittsburgh working for this company?
So in Pittsburgh, we're probably about 140 in the office.
Yeah, okay.
Not at one time.
Right.
So
right.
The Eco Bistro isn't always
packed. Yeah. But,
this is
you home. Tell me that you were.
No, but effectively, so we have the bulk of our team here, and then we also have offices in Baltimore, right. Virginia Beach, and then the Fargo project.
Yeah, because you guys work across. Is it around the world or across the country? You guys work.
SMB USA Construction and Concessions is here in the U.S.
Gotcha.
Most of our focus is on the Mid Atlantic, and then we have some business development activities in the Southeast now.
Okay.
Our parent company has a more global footprint.
Of course.
But we're focused here in Pennsylvania in the Mid-Atlantic.
Mostly. Yeah. And speaking of Mid-Atlantic, so like the Long Bridge project and 3D and 4D type stuff, give our listeners a little taste of what's going on with this, because I think this is a pretty cool project.
So it's also like a great story where you're starting to, similar to like drones, where you saw the use of this type of technology post-project. Now you're starting to see it early in the design phase.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to start to use, you know, not just the spatial idea that you see within three dimensions, but adding the fourth dimension of time, right?
That's what I love.
So you're now able to start to see kind of graphic images of how the project can or will be built, and share that with an owner, an infrastructure owner. In case of Long Bridge, you know, the Virginia Passenger Rail Authority is effectively the client in that case. And we're able to come in and say, like, this is some of the things that we're thinking about in terms of the design, and then make modifications, which is where, like, the technology of procurement really comes in, right? So it's not just, here's a design, go build it. It's working collaboratively with an owner in what's called a design-build process, or in some cases, you have progressive design-build, which is you're taking that progress of that design you're coming with,
mm-hmm.
the spatial construct, add that in with the schedule, and you're able to visualize how that project will be built over time.
Very cool.
And then you can make adjustments
exactly.
in terms of the type of equipment you use, or maybe a different tactical decision in terms of where you might lay down you know, some of your equipment or materials. That was a really good example of, instead of using cranes, we decided to use jacks. And so that visual imaging, you can see, well, space, time, equipment availability.
Jacks were the way to go.
Jacks were the way to go.
And you knew that by doing it.
Exactly. And so that's that kind of iterative process that the construction team and the design team working with an owner can come together. So that's what's really cool about, you know, 3D, 4D imaging.
Gotcha. We only have a minute left, and this is killing me because I really want to talk about the Commercial Street project.
Yeah.
Just because I've been a spectator of this thing. I ride my bike in Frick Park all the time. I've been watching you guys start building what's going to be a bridge that's going to be slid over after they tear down the current bridge. So this is all around this accelerated bridge building process.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me in like 40 seconds?
40 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, effectively.
And I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, we got to get you guys out there like on site. I think seeing the site is probably most important, because then you can visualize what we're doing, which is effectively accelerating the construction of the bridge by building it adjacent to the current bridge, and then we will close the bridge, current bridge, for a period of time, demolish it, and slide the new bridge in place.
Make it sound so simple.
And it is not simple.
It is
to be
not
clear.
Exactly.
But you know, that's the idea. We're there to make it look simple.
How much time does that save though by doing this? It's got to save like
months,
a year, months. Okay,
months.
Like
yeah,
multiple
because
months. Yeah.
Multiple months, because when you start to think about. And it's a perfect case with the Parkway East. And
can't keep that, yeah.
Major artery in and out of the city. And so it's a prime candidate where you can have the space, which is allows you to do this, to build next to it, push it into place, and boom, you get a new bridge.
Amazing stuff, Grant. Thank you for stopping by. We love the fact you're here in Pittsburgh doing what you're doing. Just not just embracing technology, but I'm talking deploying it every instance you can for these really important projects. So
we appreciate the opportunity, and always great to learn from you and the other members of the Tech Council also.
Appreciate
it. We love to put it all to work.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh my goodness. So much fun. Hey, if you want your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem, keep tuning in every single Sunday morning. If you want it, not Sunday, but some other day of the week, hey, any place you get your podcast, look for Tech Vibe. You'll find lots of great stories just like Grant's and SMB USA. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. Oh, and go to pghtech.org. Rumor has it, we love helping tech companies succeed. See you guys next week. Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio.
Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com. Chorus Call at choruscall.com. Highmark at highmark.com. Huntington Bank at huntington.com. Kindling at thekindlingagency.com. PNC Bank at pnc.com. And Savier at savier.com. And we're always coming at you from the Huntington Bank studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.